Rabbeinu Zal says, "Likutim Aran Chelak Aleph Tayrayin Tes." Rabbeinu Zal bases it on a pasuk in Tehillim, "Betach Bashem Vaasei Toiv Shchon Eretz Urei Emuna." Have trust in Hashem and do good. Live in the land and draw Emuna. Not draw, raise Emuna. What's a word shepherd. For a? Huh?
Shepherd. Yeah, but
What's a verb for it?
A shepherd. Great. Yeah, but no, that's the cow.
Shepherd raises his flock. Something like that. That kind of word. Okay, let's go. Note certain key words to get used to. When Rabbeinu Zal starts a Torah with a certain word, you know that this Torah is going to have a certain kind of significance. Hinei haklal. The rule is, period. That's the introduction to this Torah. We're talking about a klal, a very, very important rule. Hinei haklal shetzorech kol adam lirois shemitzi doi lo yihye ikuv mashicha. And this is phenomenal. Rabbeinu Zal says that the rule is a very, very important rule, that each and every person is responsible to see to it that he should not be in any way responsible for holding back the coming of Moshiach Chas V'Shalom. That mitzidoi, from his side, there shouldn't be anything holding up Moshiach's coming Chas V'Shalom. Dahainu, meaning in one word, what are we talking about? Lasa is tshuva shalema ulesakein ma'asov. The person, meaning that the person should see to it to do complete tshuva and to correct his deeds. Period. That's what we're talking about, because the Zohar HaKadosh says in one place, and Rav Moshe Zalman Likutei Halachos quotes this many, many times, that I forget the exact wording of the Aramaic quote, but that this whole item is totally in tshuva. There's a quotation from the Zohar HaKadosh that this whole item, Bias Moshiach, is totally in tiyufta. That's the wording in Aramaic, meaning tshuva. Rabbeinu Zal says each and every person is responsible to see that mitzidoi, there shouldn't be any ikuv shpoi, his galus Moshiach. Rabbeinu Zal says in each and every single tzaddik, whoever is a real tzaddik, there is a revelation of Moshiach within that tzaddik. Va'af al pi shein boi, his galus Moshiach. And even if it's not really a revelation of Moshiach, yesh boi mido shel Moshiach. At least he has a certain characteristic of Moshiach. Shehu bechinas Moshe. Moshiach is bechinas Moshe. These two are very similar. K'moshe kosov b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Moshiach do Moshe. That Moshiach is Moshe. Rabbeinu and the Zohar HaKadosh proves it from the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said to Yehuda, Ad kiyovoi Shiloi, v'lo yikas amim. Until Shiloi will come, who is Shiloi? Moshiach. V'loi yikas amim. And to him will gather all the nations in the world. If you recall, in this Shabbos year, we quoted a pasuk, "V'noharu elav kol hagoyim." It says that to Moshiach, all the goyim of the world will flock to Moshiach. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, "Who is Moshiach? Shiloi is bigematria Moshe. That Moshe is Moshiach. To him will then flock all the goyim of the world." K'moisha afarish, as I'm about to explain. Rabbeinu Zal says we're about to explain this whole topic. Ki Moshe Mosar Nafshoi Bahad Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to sacrifice himself for Klal Yisrael. Why? What quality did Moshe Rabbeinu have that gave him the capability of sacrificing himself for Bnei Yisrael? Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki Yoda Shiflusoi Be'emes. Moshe Rabbeinu knew his own shiflus very honestly. That's point one. Point two, V'yoda Chashivus Gedulas Yisrael. He looked at himself as the lowest thing conceivable, but that's not enough. You have people who say, I'm very low, but so is everybody else. Everybody's low. All of Klal Yisrael's behemoths now. We're all sinners, this and that. That's no good. Moshe Rabbeinu looked at himself as being very low, and he looked at Klal Yisrael as a whole as being very, very choshuv. Very choshuv. K'moshe kosov, as the pasuk says, V'ho ish Moshe onov ma'oid mikol ha'odom. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person out of all people. Meaning, that means he himself held himself humble, whereas other people he held as being choshuv. U'machmazeh mosar nafshoi v'chiyusei ba'adom. And it's his anivus that gave him, that made him capable of being moser nefesh for them. Lochein, therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, Mishehu tzaddik be'emes, a person who is a real tzaddik. V'yodea shiflusoi, and he understands how low his own level is. V'yakir chashivas Yisrael, and he recognizes the significance of Klal Yisrael. Yochoy limsoir es nafshoi ba'adom. That's the only tzaddik who's capable of showing, of displaying Mesiras Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. When is the time which is most mesugal for seeing one's shiflus, for a person being able to look at himself introvertedly, to look at himself very well and to recognize how low he is? B'Shabbos, especially on Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos ne'amar, because about Shabbos the Pasuk says, Re'u ki Hashem nosan lochem es ha-Shabbos. See that Hashem has given you the Shabbos. Re'u, the whole power of Re'iyah is an inyan of Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu shin bas. The word Shabbos is split out into two parts, the letter shin and the word bas. Shin klas gavnin de'ino, the shin represents the three colored rings of the eye. Bas, basayin. The bas refers to the pupil of the eye. Valkein b'Shabbos yochoil lirois shiflusay, which means that Shabbos, which is the whole concept of the eyes, on Shabbos a person is given the power to see clearly. And when a person sees clearly, what does he see? He sees his own shiflus. V'zeh, this is pshat in what the pasuk says over there, shivu ish tachdom, that on Shabbos a person is mechuyev to stay in his place, not to go michutz l'tchum, all of those things. But note the literal translation of the words, shivu ish tachdom, each person should sit beneath himself. What does it mean, beneath himself? Hainu tachas madregosoi, meaning whatever level he's on, he should look at himself as being beneath that, lower than that. Shofol mima shehu, lower than what it really is. Meaning, even if he's done a lot of mitzvahs and everything, he should look at himself as though he had not done all of those mitzvahs. Va'al kolponim, at the least that's expected of a person is, al yetzei ishmim koimoi. The pasuk says over there that on Shabbos, a person is not permitted to go out of his place, meaning chutz l'tchum. Rabbein Azal says, meaning, hainu l'mala mimadregosoi, that the least bit of anova that we expect is, at least don't think of yourself more than what you really are, chas v'shom. Kigoyin, as the expression that we find in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that there are people who are Eise Maise Zimri, u'mevakesh schar kepinchos. There are people whose deeds are like Zimri ben Soli, who committed znus in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning the worst Russia, and he wants to be treated with respect like Pinchos. He wants to be given the respect of Pinchos. Okay, so at least that much. So Shabbos, we see, is an inyan of anova. It's an inyan of re'iya, to be able to see well. And when a person sees well, what does he see? He sees his own chesroinus. A person who's blind is one who sees chesroinus in everybody else except in himself. A person who sees well sees all the chesroinus in himself and only good in other people. That's a tzaddik. And when can a person be zeichet to see his own shiflus on Shabbos? Only kishoise tshuva shalema, when the person does complete tshuva, shehi Shabbos, which is the concept of Shabbos. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, v'shavto ad Hashem aleikecho, you will return to Hashem. And the word shavto, asvon dedein, ke'asvon dedein, the letters of the word shavto, which means tshuva, are the same letters as the word Shabbos. Rabbein Azal explains, ki yesh shnei tshuvos. This is the Torah which we quote many times in Shiurim. Listen to every word as it's going to be presented by Rabbein Azal. Rabbein Azal says there are two types of tshuva. Achas, number one, yesh bnei odom sheisim masu matan. There are people who are business people who go to work. V'hoilchin b'havlei olam hazeh, and they're forced to mingle with all the normal items in this world, all the mishigasin in this world. U'be'emtzo'us, and in between, while they're in the middle of work and going on the trains and the hustle bustle of olam hazeh, neifeloi hirhurei tshuva. Every once in a while they get a thought, boy, I'd like to be religious, I'd like to learn, I'd like to go to Eretz Yisrael, I'd like to do mitzvahs. They get a hirhur of tshuva. And a minute later, the person goes back to what he's doing, and the whole thing is forgotten. This is what the pasuk says in Yecheskel Hanavi, that there is a concept of v'hachayes rotzui v'shoiv, that there are certain angels which go back and forth, meaning that this person goes back and forth. He takes a step close to kiddusha, and then he steps right back. He goes back to what he was doing originally, meaning she'ein loy naicho. This person has no rest. He's not stable. He's not stable in his tshuva. V'zehu b'china ki pam tomei upam tohor, kosher uposel, osur umutur. This person, 1 minute he's tomei, the next minute he's tohor. 1 minute he's kosher, the next minute he's posel. Meaning he fluctuates, he bounces back and forth. V'zehu b'chinas sheishes yimei achol. This is the concept of the weekdays. The weekdays symbolize this instability, a lack of rest, a lack of stability. Aval tshuva shalema. Aval tshuva shalema. Hu bechina is Shabbos. What do we call tshuva shalema? That's the concept of Shabbos sheyesh leinaycha, where the person does have rest. Ki bo Shabbos bo menucha. The Gemara says that when Shabbos comes, that's when a feeling of calm and rest comes over the person. Rabbi Nezal says, V'teida, meaning sheyesh leimenucha mikoel v'koel. The person is given rest from everything, from all the bilbulim. V'nidche hora legamri, and that's the type of person who has pushed out the ra from himself completely, where it's not going to come back. V'teida ne'emono. Rabbi Nezal says you should know 100% fact. In other words, trust me on what I'm telling you now. Shetshuva shalemo hu bechinas Shabbos. That tshuva shalemo, that's the concept of Shabbos. How do we know this? Ki isa b'medrash rabba, the medrash rabba brings, ki shepoga odom arishin l'kayin, when odom arishin met Kayin, after Kayin had killed his brother Hevel, and Kayin had the whole discussion with Hashem, where Kayin said to Hashem, godol avoini minisai, it appears like my sin is too big to be forgiven, and Hashem said, baloney, that's not possible, there is no such thing. Ki shivosayim yukam Kayin, seven doubled, Kayin will have a tikkun after seven generations, a whole thing over there. The Medrash says this is what Hashem told him, and then Kayin met, Odom Arishon met Kayin, and he asked him, what happened to you? You know, I haven't seen you in a while. Kayin told him the whole story. He killed Hevel and Bim and Bam, and Hashem said that my sin is going to be forgivable. It's going to be forgivable. So the Medrash, v'shaloi ma'ana sebedinoch, and Odom Arishon asked Kayin, what has happened regarding your trial? In other words, when he told him what he did. So Kayin told him, V'heshev l'eishah so tshuva. Kayin told him, I have done tshuva for it. Omar, so Odom Arishon said, Kach takif chela de tshuva. This is how powerful the power of tshuva is. And the Medrash says, Posach di Omar, immediately Odom Arishon said, Mizmor shir liyayim ha-shabos. That's when he said the tefillah, Mizmor shir liyayim ha-shabos. Rabbi Nezal says, V'lechayra, at first glance, my Inyan Shabbos, Eitzel Tshuva. What did Odom Arishon see in the discussion about Tshuva with Kayin that made him start singing about Shabbos, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos? Aval lefi dvareinu mechuvan heitev. But based on what we just said, this fits in beautifully. Kikishoi said tshuva shelema. Vinid chehora legamri, when a person is zeichet to do complete tshuva, and the ra gets pushed out completely, v'yesh leinaycha, and the person becomes stable in kedusha, zehu bechinas Shabbos. That is the concept of Shabbos. Ubechinas shakai. This is the concept of Hashem's name, shakai. Ubechinas malach memtes. And this is the concept of the malach memtes. Rabbi Nezal explains now. Kimahu Shakai, what is the significance of Hashem's name Shakai? How did that name come about? The Gemara says in Chagigo that the word Shakai is a combination of two words. She'omar le'olamoi dai. She'omar dai. Shin stands for She'omar dai. That Hashem said to the world, enough. Meaning, ubechinois Shabbos hu gam kein kach. Shabbos is also an inyan of enough, an inyan of histapkus. Kimoy shekosav, as the pasuk says, that Hashem created this and this and this and this and this and this and everything. Vayishbo is bayoyim hashvi'i mekol malachtoi. And Hashem stopped on the seventh day all of his work. That's when he said enough. So we see that Shabbos is an inyan of Shakai, this name of Hashem Shakai. Ve'omar dai, and Hashem said enough. Ubechinas malach memtes, ubechinas matat, hu gam kein bechinas shakai kenoida. And we know that the malach memtes is also an inyan of shakai, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that his name, memtes, reish vov nun, is bigematria shakai, exactly. So we see that this malach is also an inyan of shakai. Bezeh shekosuv bezoyer HaKadosh al haposuk vayikach es Odom vayenicheu b'Gan Eden. The Zoyer HaKadosh writes on the posuk that Hashem took Odom and he placed him in Gan Eden, la'avda u'lashamrava, to work in this garden and to guard it. So the Zoyer HaKadosh says, vayikach, Hashem took him. The Zoyer HaKadosh says, what does it mean, took him? Me'on notale, from where did he take him? Take means to take from one place and put into another place. From where did he take Odom Arishon? Elo notale me arba yesoidin delay. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem took Odom Arishon from his dalad yesoidis, meaning when a person commits sins, he falls into the gashmias of the Dalad Yesaidis that he was created from. The Eish Ruach Mayim and Ofor, he stoops to a pure Megushim level. When a person takes himself out of that Megushim Dika level of the Dalad Yesaidis and draws himself to Kedusha, it's like he's taking himself outside of his physical form and elevating himself into a spiritual level. The Zohar Kodesh says over there that this refers to a person doing tshuva. In other words, vayikach es odom means every odom, that Hashem takes a person. If a person is to do tshuva shoyma, Hashem takes his nefesh and elevates it from the dalad yisoydos, from a gashmiistic level, and takes it into Gan Eden. The Zohar Kodesh says there, bezimno detov betyufto, at a time when a person is zeichet to return to Hashem in tshuva, umisaseik be'oiraisa, and the person is oisik in Torah, kutshebarichu notale mitamon, Hashem takes him from there meaning from his dalad yesoidos, from the gashmiistic level, va'alaihu itmar, and about that it's written, that how does Gan Eden come about? Umisham yiporeid v'hoyo la'arba roshim, that there was a river that flowed out of Gan Eden that channeled out into four sections. It channeled out into four channels that correspond to the dalad yesoidos from which man was created from originally. Umisham yiporeid, and from there the person becomes separated, meaning Afrish nafshe mitayva dilahain, the person separates himself, that's a tough, not a ches, mitayva dilahain, the person is zeichet to separate himself, to sever his ties to the taivos, which come from the dalad yesoidos, from eishuach mayim and ofor, and he elevates himself into Gan Eden. For what purpose? Note, it says la'ovda u'lishamra, it says in that pasuk. The Zohar HaKadosh says la'ovda bepikudin de'esa, Ovda refers to mitzvahs asay, or the shamra bepikudin deleisa asay. Shamar, zachar v'shamar, zachar refers to mitzvahs asay, shamar refers to mitzvahs leisa asay. The Zohar HaKadosh says, note, it uses a lashon li'ovda u'lashamra, two different words. Hashem places Adam in Gan Eden, la'ovda u'lashamra, that refers to the Torah, gan do'oiraisa. If you recall, we had a while back, that Gan Eden is the Torah. When a person does tshuva, and he's zechet to study Torah, the Torah has two parts, mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs leisa asay. That's this concept of la'ovda u'lashamra. Avoida refers to mitzvahs asay, doing. Avoida means to do. Shomer means guard. Refrain from doing. Shomer means refrain from doing. Okay, and the Zohar Kodesh says over there, V'i ovar ole reisa, and if a person is chas v'sholom over on the mitzvah of the Torah, itchakyo mimeriru de'ilon ora, that person chas v'sholom is yoinek, he draws from the bitterness of the bad tree. The ihu yetzer hora. The yetzer hora is called an ilona ra, a bad tree. The im taive betyufta, and if the person is zeichet to do tshuva, after he committed sins, he's zeichet to do tshuva. Itmar behind about him, the pasuk says, if you recall, that the Jews came to a place called Morah, where it was very bitter, and then they cried to Hashem, and the pasuk says, vayishlach Hashem eitz, Hashem threw down a piece of wood, vayireyu Hashem eitz, Hashem threw down a piece of wood into the water, and that made the water sweet. Do Eitz HaChaim. That tree refers to the Eitz HaChaim. Obey, and with it, Vayimtiku HaMayim. The waters are sweetened. V'do Moshe Moshiach. This is the concept of Moshe Moshiach. The Itmar Bey, about him it's written, Umate Ho'elikim Biyodi. Note the Pasuk said, Vayireu Hashem Eitz. Hashem threw down a tree. Who is the one who holds the tree, who holds the stick? Moshe Rabbeinu, about whom it's written, Umate Elikim Biyodi. He held the stick of Hashem within his hand. He's the one who holds on to the Eitz HaChaim. You remember the first story in Sipurei Maaseiyos? It says he saw a person and he was carrying a tree. That's the side of Umate Elikim Biyodi. Each tzaddik is one who is Bechinas Umate Elikim Biyodi. He carries a tree in his hand. Rabbi Zal once explained this. Rav Nosson Zal brings this in Likutei Halachos. That's over there. It's referring to different tzaddikim. One told him, and each one tried to be a maniya to tell him there is no mountain of gold, if you remember. Those, why does it say they were holding a tree? That's this concept of the Eitz HaChaim, Umate Elikim Biyodi. Okay, Rabbeinu Zal says, Mate do, the Zohar HaKadosh says over there, Mate do matat. The stick that Moshe Rabbeinu holds in his hand, that's the Malach Memtes. Moshe Rabbeinu rules over the Malach Memtes. Why? Because the Malach Memtes is called Matat Sar Haponim. That's his nickname. And the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the Roshe Tevois of Matat, Sar Haponim, is Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Moshel over the Malach Memtes. And Rabbeinu is also, the Zohar Kodesh says, Misitrei Chayim Umisitrei Misa. Ad Kam Lashonah. This is the Lashon of the Zohar Kodesh. That Moshe Rabbeinu holds this stick in his hand. A stick is something which you can either wield to the right or to the left. The Malach Memtes is the symbol of something which can either go to the right or to the left, either Chayim or Moves. The Malach Memtes is an Indian of Toiv Vora combined. Vezeh Kemoisha Pirashnu. And this is as we explained previously. Listen. Hainu. Kishai said tshuva shalema, when a person does complete tshuva, sheyiche hora legamri, he chases out the ra from himself completely. Venase kulei toiv, when he becomes completely good, zehu bechinas Moshe Moshiach. That's the concept of Moshe Moshiach. Di itmar be about whom it's written, umate ho elikim biyodi. He has complete control. He holds the mate elikim in his hand. Hainu shehoyo biyodoi lahafoich. He had it within his power to flip around, to swing whichever way he wanted. Umate do matat. Mate refers to the Malach Memtes, Misitrei Chayim, Umisitrei Misa. From one side of him comes Chayim, from one side of him comes Moves. Ki matat hu bechinas Mishne. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the Malach Memtes symbolizes the Shisha Sidrei Mishne. He is the Vov of Yudke Vovke, Yisoid. Which name of Hashem is the name for Yisoid? Shakai. Shakai is Begematria, the Malach Memtes. He is the letter Vov of Yudke Vovke. Note that the Vov is two Vovs. It's Pomim Kosher, Pomim Posel, Pomim Tomei, Pomim Tor, Pomim Osur, Pomim Mutor. That's the letter Vov, which is Shakai, which is the Malach Memtes. Because we find whenever it talks about Pru Ravu Yisoid, Ani Kel Shakai, Prey Urevei. Shakai is always the name for Tikkun HaBris. Yiskadal V'Yiskadash. V'Yiskadash, Kedusha is always an Indian of Tikkun HaBris. V'Yiskadash is Shakai plus Tafkuf. Tafkuf is the Milui of Shakai. In other words, when you write out the Milui of Shakai, Shin is the Milui is Yud Nun, 60. Dalid is Lamed Tuf, 30 and 400. Is 430 plus 60 is 490. And Yud, the Milui is Vav Dalid, which is 500. The word V'Yiskadash is the Milui of the Shem Shakai. In other words, it's the Shin Dalad Yud with its Milui, which is Tav Kuf. And note, it's not Yiskadal Yiskadash, Yiskadal V'Yiskadash. That's the Vav of Hashem's name. The Vav of Hashem's name is Shakai and Tav Kuf. That's the Milui, that's Tikkun HaBris B'Shleimus, is V'Yiskadash, the union of Kiddusha.
Represents the stick also?
Of course, this umati, it's a stick. He's shaped like a vav. We said that the Torah is called a stick, if you recall. that had it umochinonle, ba'alvasa, the chokik alayaki ashoreki. In the first book, we beat the wave with a stick. That's this umati elikim biyodi, the Torah, which is sam chayim, sam moves. Kosher, posel, tomato. That's the whole, that's Mishnah. That's Mishnah bedavka. Just a minute. Shezehu bechinas sheisha simei achel. This is the concept of the 6 days of the week. Shehem bechinas shisha sidrei mishnah, which correspond to the shisha sidrei mishnah sheklulim mishisha bechinas, which are composed of six inyonim. Kosher, posel, tomei, tohor, osur, umutor, kenoida. As is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that if you look through all mishnayos and shas, all the machlokes in there basically evolve around these six items. Kosher, posel, tomei, tohor, osur, mutor. The Alkane, therefore, Rabbeinu Zal explains, everybody listen. In other words, if you see it's not jiving together, when we finish, you're going to see that everything's going to fit together. The Alkane, Elu b'nei Yodom she'enom kvum adayin b'avoydas ha'boyeris porach. Those people who aren't stable in their avoydas Hashem, they're not consistent. Their hispoydas isn't every single day kvias an hour, or their learning is not bekvias the way it's supposed to be. Ve'ein tshuva som shleimo adayin. Their tshuva is not sholem. Rak lefo'omim noifalei hiro tshuva. It's just that at times he gets a good thought. Umas chil k'tzas b'avoydas yisborach. He starts serving Hashem a little. V'yachakach noifel mizeh v'chayson amkami. Then he falls from it and he goes back to his old ways. Then he is aroused again to serve Hashem, and falls again back and forth. And the person keeps swinging back and forth from Tov to Ra, from Ra to Tov. That person's tshuva is a tshuva which is only on the level of the weekdays, the 6 days of the week, etc., etc., kanal, as we said before. This person himself is pam kosher, pam posel, pam tomei, pam tor. He keeps changing, he keeps fluctuating, going from good to bad. Ki ein loy neicho, he's not stable. Avol ki she'ose tshuva shleima, but when a person is zeiche to do tshuva shleima, Leia, you got it? When a person is zeiche to do tshuva shleima, zehu bechinas Shabbos. That's the meaning of Shabbos. Kamoi shepirashnu, as we explained before. Vezehu bechinas Moshe Moshiach. This is the concept of the tzaddik emes who is called Moshe Moshiach, who is Bechinas Shabbos, because Moshe Moshiach is Begematria Shabbos. Exactly. Vezehu Bechinas Moshe Moshiach Shehoyo Biyodoi Lafoich Mira L'Toiv. The Tzadik Emes is the one who has it completely under his control to go from bad to good, from good to bad. It's not that he falls. He's in complete control in the driver's seat, determining exactly how close he wants to come to Hashem and when to move forward, when to move backward. He knows the whole trick of Ahoser Sotan Milfaneinu Umeachreinu. Ubechinas Mat, Vezebechinas, just a second, Vinichoral Gamri, Vezebechinas Shakai. This is the concept of Shakai, Sheomar Loilomo, you die. In other words, an Indian of Menucha, an Indian of rest, being stable. Veyeshloi Naicho Mikoil Vekoil, and he has complete rest. Ubechinas matat gam kein bechinas shakai. And Rabbi Nizal says that the bechina, the malach memtes, is also an Indian of shakai. Any problem? What's the problem?
Is there an obvious?
Huh?
Is there obvious?
What's obvious?
Shakai matat.
Yeah, but based on what we've said here, didn't we seem to say that matat is the opposite of Shabbos? That he's the one who's kosher, posel, he's the vav, he's
so
the
he
6 days of the week?
Over, huh? The difference here is he has control.
Not the malach memtes.
Yeah. The Shabbos, that
One second. No. That on Shabbos you have control. One second. Rabbi Nizal says, V'af and afal pi she'omarnu, she'bechinas matat hu mishneh. Although we said a few minutes ago that this malach symbolizes mishneh, v'zehu b'sheshe sime'achoyel. That's during the 6 days of the week. During the 6 days of the week, the malach memtes symbolizes mishneh. Avol kishebo Shabbos bo menucha, but when Shabbos comes along, menucha comes along. Vayishbois mikol malachtoi, and kaviyochol Hashem, in other words, Hashem himself went through a period of 6 days of the week, and then Hashem himself rested on Shabbos. Vezehu bechinas shakai, that's the concept of shakai. Azai nichlal matat bebechinas shakai. On Shabbos, Shabbos is Shakai. The 6 days of the week are Malach Memtes. On Shabbos, the 6 days of the week become Nichla within Shabbos. The Malach Memtes becomes Shakai, sort of. In other words, meaning, the Parpes L'Chachma says, what does this mean? It means that any person wanting to be Zeicha to this Tshuva Shleima, you should know that it's impossible completely for a person to do this in one jump. In other words, Rabbi Nizal here seems to be making fun of the Tshuva of Yemei Achoyel, people who are bouncing back and forth. However, Rav Nachman Shavuot Zal says, that's baloney, because the fact is there's nobody, no person alive, who ever went from 0 to 100 in one jump. You must go through that intermediate period where you start trying to do tshuva, where you get pushed down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, and slowly, if you keep at it, if you're persistent, and you go through that period, then you're zeichet to get to Shabbos, to get to this menucha. And what happens then? What happens then is all the yeridos that you went through while you were in this up and down period become nichlal on Shabbos. Like Rav Nosson says in Kotei Halachos, that while a person is in the period of coming close to Hashem, any sins that he commits during that time, if he makes it to the end, if he's zeichet to succeed at the end, all of those sins, that whole up and down period, he's given full credit for mitzvahs, as though the whole period of time was good. Why? This is the concept of the possible. The Malach Memtes, his name is Begematria Shakai. So you see that it is, within this is this, and within this is this. It's only that it must come in two stages. Step one is that a person goes through the bechina of the tshuva of the Yemei HaChol, and if he keeps at it, if he works real hard from the Yemei HaChol, he gets the Shabbos. Proof that when will there be Shabbos 100%? Lo Sid Lovli is Yoyim Shekulei Shabbos. That's when there'll be this tshuva, which is pure Shabbos. Whereas nowadays, it's not possible at all. Nowadays, we must go through Aliyos and Yeridus. We go through 6 days of ups and downs and craziness for 1 day of peace. When finally we feel like we're coasting, we're finally serving Hashem normally, then that whole cycle, the hurricane hits again, the person finds himself bobbing up and down in the water like he's drowning again, and he gets to another Shabbos, and it keeps going on and on like that. Just a minute. Rabbi Nizal says, Hayetze lanu mizeh, what comes out of all of this for us? What do we take out of all of this lamaisa? That kishoise tshuva shleima shehu b'china Shabbos kamei shamanu, that when a person is zeiche to do tshuva shleima, which is the union of Shabbos, as we just said, ha'idezeh yochay lirois shifusay kanal. It's through tshuva shleima that a person gets to be zeiche to see his own shiflus, where his eyes clear, because tshuva is b'china Shabbos, which is re'u ki Hashem nos lachem say Shabbos. His eyes clear, he's able to see how low he really is, and the chashivas of Klal Yisrael, and thereby he's zeichet to be able to do, he's zeichet to be able to be Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. Who is that? The Tzadik Emes. Who is Moshe Moshiach? Who is Begimatria Shabbos? When we say always that the name of the Tzadik is Shabbos, it's based on this Torah, where Rabbeinu also says that the Tzadik is Bechinas Moshe Moshiach, this concept of rest, one who's stable in his Avodas Hashem, although he also undergoes Aliyos and Yeridos, but his Aliyos and Yeridos are within the realm of Shabbos. Within that thin area, he keeps bobbing up and down. Whereas by us, we keep fluctuating from Sheishas Yemei HaChol to Shabbos, back and forth, until a person is finally zeichet to menucha, to be able to find a resting place within Kiddusha and not to fall out of that playground, you know, ever again. That kind of thing.
A person has to keep on trying to have a consistent acquiescence and terror and feel and everything, but it happens automatically that he'll be bopped up, he'll have this tshuva Yemei HaChol until he gets, he has to try for the tshuva of Shabbos every single second.
Of course.
But it happens that this is nothing from himself. It happens that the son gets him that he has to go through this thing.
That's exactly what it is.
The Sheishas Yemei HaChol on Shabbos is when a person is finally sent for the tshuva shleima, then all the Aliyos and Yeridos become part of Shabbos.
Exactly.
So in the first column, when he first mentioned Menorah Chumtes, he said,
exactly.
So he seems to say first that for the Malchut Tess is a Bechina of Shabbos.
Exactly.
Then he goes and says,
then he goes, exactly. And then he says, and by the way, although before I said that he, and then he goes again and says that Malach Mem Tes is Shakai Shabbos, and he says, although I seem to tell you before that they're two different things, the answer is you're right. For a period of time, they're two different things. Until you're zeicha to get to Shabbos, whereby the Malach Mem Tes becomes Nichlal in Shabbos.
So isn't that like it's starting, it's not really the Bechina of Shabbos? You have to make it.
100%.
What do you mean, like by saying
the answer is because Shakai is Shabbos, right?
Right.
No question about that. Is Malach Mem Tes Bigamatria Shagai?
Yeah.
So there's no question at all that this is Shabbos, period. And yet there's no question at all that this is Pamim Kosher, Pamim Posel, Pamim Tamay Torah, Osim Mata. What is Shagai? What's the translation of Shagai? Shomar Lo Yomai Dai. That's Shabbos.
Say it's,
yeah. Which is Shabbos. It's the whole concept of Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Mm-hmm. That those two are tied to, where does Shabbos draw its Shefa from? The double portion, the Shtei HaLechem, the double mon which came on Friday, twice Lechem, is Bigamatria Yosef, the Tzadik Emes, who is Mashpia to the Shabbos. Friday was Mashpia to the Shabbos. The Tzadik Yisoid, Shakai, is Mashpia to the Shabbos. And that's why the Iker Tikkun HaBris is on Shabbos. The Iker Zivig of the Talmud Chacham is on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is the union of Shakai.
If the person is up for Shabbos, this type of tshuva of Shabbos, that means he's in a different category, he's not going to bounce back into that. And if he does, that means he wasn't up for that one?
Exactly. In other words, Rabbi Nizal says there's two levels. There's a person who's bouncing back and forth. That's one level. there's Moshe Moshiach, who is Bechina Shabbos, where by him there's no more bouncing forth. Bouncing back and forth means that you're not in the driver's seat. You understand that there's still a Malach, a Satan, who can punch you around. The Tzadik Emes, Moshe Moshiach, is Zechet Shabbos, where Umat Yalakim Biyodi. The Malach Memtes symbolizes Bechira, Kosher, Posel, Kamedor. The Tzadik is the one who rules over that. You understand? He's the Moshel over Kosher, Posel, Kamedor. Ida Kashi, if so, how does he advance? The answer is, within the realm of Shabbos, this, even by the Tzadik Emes, there is Shayach, a concept of Ali and Yerida, but it's still within that place called Shabbos. You understand? His Yerida is nothing like what we call Yerida.
Is it only for the Tzadik Emes? It's a separate?
Right. One second. Or those who want to become Michal in the Tzadik Emes. He's writing this advice for those who want, you want to attach yourself in him. Let me tell you what he is. There are two things. There's this and this. He's this. So you know that if you want to be part of him, this has to be your goal. You have to work. You have to work very hard and cry to Hashem and tell Hashem what's going on with you, that you're going through ups and downs, and you want to become a kusher to this very great Rebbe, and this is him. If I'm not this, then how can I want to be part of him? Please let me be zeichet to draw myself up to that Madrega, to be zeichet to the Shabbos. That's what we're talking about.
I want to ask you this question. Let's say a Jew wants to do tshuva, but wasn't for Shabbos, if he had Aliyah, he would never have a Yerida, he'd just lose hope altogether?
Of course. Of course.
Now he's a Shabbos, like makes mamta to dinim. If it wasn't for Shabbos, he'd fall off together. He wouldn't have that buoyancy.
Exactly.
Right?
You're going to see that in 1 minute. Just a minute. Rabbi Nizal says now, this is, now we go back to that pasuk. We're still going to explain a little more. Just let's finish up the Torah, and then we'll go back and re-explain a few things. This is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Betach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem. The word Betach means trust. The word Betach also means calm. We say on Shabbos at Mincha, Hashket v'Betach. Hashket means quiet, Betach means calm. Betach b'Hashem, Loshen Hashket v'Betach. Sheyesh loy menucha mikoel v'koel. A person has to strive for this Madrega where he has rest from everything. There's no more turmoil. There's no more turbulence. Va'asei toiv. How do you do that? Through va'asei toiv. You have to make good. Hainu shenishapech mira l'toiv gomor. You have to take the ra and turn it into complete toiv. How? Shchon eretz. Note that shchon eretz is an Indian of anovo. Mi shenase shochein la'oretz. Person who becomes a neighbor to the ground. In other words, lower yourself. But here Rabbi Nizal says shchon eretz. Hainu b'chinas nefesh. Eretz is an Indian of nefesh. Kide'isa, nafshi ke'eretz ayefa. As the pasuk says, nafshi ke'eretz ayefa. My nefesh is like a tired soil, like a dried out soil. So we see that nefesh is an Indian of eretz. Both malchus, don't forget. Hainu sheha nefesh yesh loy naicho. Note, betach b'ashem v'asei toiv, shchon eretz. Shchon means rest. Lishkoin means to rest in a place. Shchon Eretz, to bring a rest to Eretz, to the Nefesh. Nafshi ke Eretz ayefo. How? Machmas she'oso tshuva shalemo kanal. Because the person did tshuva shalemo. Asei toiv. He took the ra and converted it to complete toiv. Ukishe'oise tshuva shalemo hu bechinas Shabbos. And when a person is zeche to do tshuva shalemo, that person is the bechin of Shabbos. V'yochel lirois shiflusai, then he can really get to see how low he really is. V'chashivus u'gedulas Yisrael, and get to see the chashivus and gedul of Klal Yisrael. V'zehu ure'ei emuna. Note, hainu sheyochel lirois kemoi raya mehemna. How would you say re'ei emuna in Aramaic? Re'ei is raya, mehemna is emuna, milosh emuna, trustworthy. Sheyochel limser esnafshoi b'had Yisrael. Who can be zeichet to be moisa nefesh v'kla Yisrael? Who can be zeichet to be a raya mehemna? One who is b'chinas asei toiv. One who has taken the ra and converted into kulay toiv, yom shekulay toiv, into tshuva shalema. One who has been zeichet to betach b'ashem, where he's in a state of betach. It's calm. There's no more jumping back and forth between good and bad by him. That's the one who can be zeichet to be a raya of Klal Yisrael.
What was the time before when we said Vizkada Vizkada Shnei Rava?
I said that Vizkadash refers to Yisoid.
Right.
How do we know? the Vav, number one of these Kalish, is the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now let's take the remaining letters. You have Shin Dalet, right, which is Bris, Tikkun HaBris, Yei Seif, right? Now the remaining letters are Shin Dalet Yud, Shaddai, and Tov Kuf. Ve'yis Kadash. Ve'yis Kadash, right? Shin Dalet Yud and Tov Kuf. Tov Kuf is the Mili of Shaddai. Because right after the word Shakai, Shin Yud Nun, Dalet, Dalet, Lamed Tov, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, it's Bigimatria 814, which is 500 plus 314.
Okay, and well, you said that the Gemara Chagiga, that Shabbos is the
Bechina Kach. She'omar lo'ilam o'idai.
No, well, you said Bechina Shabbos Gam Ken Kach.
Right. That Shabbos is also the Indian. Where is it?
Oh, it's also this Indian of Dai.
Of Dai, exactly. Oh. Of Dai. You follow?
Yeah.
How do we know? Because we see that what is Shabbos? Vayishvois. He rested. In other words, enough. That he did enough work. Enough. Enough is an Indian of Shabbos.
And when we say this, is this an expression that he did Maaseh Zimri and he has to start?
That's an expression. That's used many times in the Gemara. Because those two were in conflict. Zimri was the worst Rasha. Pinchas was the biggest tzaddik. And both were like Kanor. Both did a rash deed.
They were in the same time?
Who killed Zimri?
Oh.
Zimri was the one who did the znus, and Pinchas is the one who got angry. He did it in front of Moshe. Pinchas took the spear and killed him and killed the woman. So there's an expression by Yidden, Eisemais Zimri, Vavakishcha, in Likutei Halachas, you find a lot of times he throws this around, that these are the Mefursamim Shel Sheker, who go around doing the worst things, the Kanoim, the other kind of Kanoim, who go around the breaking, and they call themselves Kanoim. Kanoos isn't to break, Kanoos isn't building. Okay, this is the whole concept of the Shiva Royim. Why do we say that there were seven shepherds of Bnei Israel? Because where do the Royim of Emuna draw the Yanika from? From the Shabbos Kodesh. Note, She'omar lo ilamoi dai, which is the Iker one of the Zion Royim, the one who will symbolize Shlemus. We said about Moshe, Yosef, that whole thing. David HaMelech, dai is David HaMelech. She'omar lo ilamoi dai, that's David HaMelech, that's the Malchus Dikdusha, the Shabbos Kodesh. David is the Bechin of Shabbos Kodesh, the Malchus. That's when there'll be Menucha. That's when there'll be Yom Shekulei Toiv. When the Malchus of Moshiach, David HaMelech, will be Nishlam, that's when there won't be any more going back and forth. The Yidden will be Zeichet to real Tshuva Shalema. Shomar Lo Ilama Yidai, when David HaMelech will have his glory. That's why David HaMelech lived 70 years, all Bechinas Shabbos, all tied into the singing of Shabbos.
Also, we'll answer that. Shabbos is a special time for tshuva.
100%.
You answer better.
100%. That's number one, for sure. And I don't remember where. We had it in the previous Torah, and I know that by me and my hispidus, this thing sticks out very, very much in my mind. Rabbi Elazar brings in one play. The Gemara says in Yomara, there's two kinds of tshuva. There's tshuva meira, tshuva me'ava. The highest level conceivable in Avodas Hashem is tshuva me'ava, because that means that's asei toiv. If a person does tshuva me'ava, means that all the sins he ever did get converted to mitzvahs, which is the biggest kiddush Hashem that you could possibly do. Take the worst rasha, meaning take your own bundle of sins and have it converted into mitzvahs. That's the highest level. What is tshuva me'ava? That's the bechin of Shabbos. How do we know this? Let's take both words. Tshuva is bechin of Shabbos. V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. Ahava. There's a pasuk which says, Ahavo b'ta'anugim. I think it's in Shira Shirim. Ahavo b'ta'anugim. That when is there ahavo? When there's pleasures. Ta'anugim is the Indian of Oineg Shabbos. Shabbos is an Indian of Oineg. So Rabbi Nezal says in a place in Kotimran that Shabbos Kodesh is the Bechina of Tshuva Me'avo. And that's definitely one of the best times possible for a person to daven Hashem. Today is Shabbos, and regardless of how bad I am and how rotten I am or anything, the fact is you made this day holy. In other words, as bad as I could be, I'm sure that this day is holier than my bad. Please let me be Zeicha with the Zechus of today, the Kiddusha of the day, should let me be Zeicha to Tshuva Me'avo.
What are the differences on Shabbos when you daven? Are there certain different ways that you can't, you shouldn't say?
Certain things you're not supposed to say, oi, you're not supposed to say vai. In other words, certain expressions of sadness you're not supposed to say. But factually, within his spite of this, just about anything goes.
Stuff like that, it can...
100%, just slightly different. In other words, you should mention Shabbos Yimilzak, that although on Shabbos I'm not really supposed to scream for refuah, But I don't mean to do it in that way, but still, please give Rav Shalom for this one. In other words, we say that you're not supposed to make Mishaberach on Shabbos, but we want to make Mishaberach. So what do? We say, Hu Yerapeh, Hu Yevorech, Hu Yerapeh, ba 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 ba. Although Shabbos himi lizoik, Shabbos, we're not allowed to scream, Refuah Kreva Lava, Hashem's going, no, I'm on it. You understand? We stick in those words, Shabbos himi lizoik. And in spite of this, it's a similar kind of thing.
We're going to have some Shivan Leib or whatever.
You should definitely try and set aside time on Shabbos to have it to daven. You also mentioned once you try and daven every Shabbos also.
For sure. It has nothing to do.
Besides that, you should try and have a special time on Shabbos.
100%. You see what he's saying here. Shabbos is tshuva. You want to pick a day when your hispoda, this is going to be most potent, have the most kedusha in it. It's that day. No, there's no comparison.
Symbolize these seven
100%, all tied in together.
There's the connection here with v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. V'shavta is also tshuva.
That's the connection. Asvon dedein, kasvon dedein. These letters equal these letters. Shavta means tshuva. Shavta is the letters Shabbos.
Shabbos and tshuva and shavta.
That's these words. Asvon dedein, kasvon dedein. Shabbos, tshuva, and what else would you say? Shabbos, tshuva, and...
Shabbos and tshuva.
That's it. Those two.
V'shavta, I think it's v'shavta to Shabbos.
No. V'shavta, you will return to ad Hashem Elokecha, to Hashem. Go ahead. Right. Meaning, he should be zeichet to tshuva shemim. That's the key. That's what's holding up the coming of Mashiach. Tshuva shemim, which means tshuva, which means coming close to Moshe Mashiach, being nichlal in the tzaddikim. This is the significance of becoming mekusher to the tzaddik. Because one who becomes mekusher to the tzaddik, that's the only way to be zeichet to tshuva shemim. Because the only one who knows anything about Tshuva Shleima is the Tzaddik Emes, Moshe Mashiach, Rabbi Nazar. You see that the only one who is capable of writing these kind of words is obviously the one who knew what it felt like. You understand? You have to picture that this isn't the kind of thing you can sit down and think up. One who's on this level and one who was able to study the whole world and see the different types of Tshuva that people do and one who understood the whole concept of the Malach Memtes well and everything, this is the one who is capable of presenting a Torah like this to the world. Let me show you what the story is.
And the Rambam says that the Tzaddikim feels low, yet he sees the chashivas of the Jews. Does it mean he sees the chashivas of the Jews in general, or each individual Jew he sees as chashiv?
Both.
But he realizes, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem talked to him.
Right.
So how does he feel that a Jew is chashiv and he...
That's the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu says in Torah Daled, Moshe Rabbeinu was so great that he was able to see Hashem speak to him, and Hashem say, Vayomer el Moshe, hear his name mentioned 50 times, and it didn't affect him one bit. That's who he was. And that's what Anova means. Anova means to be able to sit in a room and have somebody say, you're great, you're fabulous, you're wonderful, and to hear it, and it's no problem. In other words, for one person, he's very humble, but say it in front of him, he'll feel uneasy. And another person can sit and hear somebody say this, you know, this is the tzaddik emes and blah blah blah, and he wouldn't flinch, you know, that kind of thing. And I recall, you know, I recall one incident that stands out in my mind, when we were once by Rabbi Yochanan's house by the entrance, and one of Reb Kalman's sons was there at the time. And at the state, they're not that close to Breslov necessarily in some ways, and Reb Yochanan wanted to put one item out into the open very much. Rabbi Yochanan was standing there, Rabbi Yochanan, Reb Kalman's son, I was there at the time. And Rabbi Zal said to a common son right in front of Rabbi Yochanan, in Yiddish, he said, you know, everything, all nonsense, all gears aside, I want to know one thing. Do you believe, Be'emunah Shleima, in Yiddish, that this is the biggest tzaddik, the greatest tzaddik on earth, the Rosh Bayis of the whole world? There isn't a single tzaddik in the world as great as him. And the common son nodded, you know, instantly, yes, 100%. And there was no, you know, that was it. There was no complaint from this one. There was not, you know, nobody turned red, nothing. That was it. And you can be positive that his blood pressure didn't go up a hair. You know, it was, that's pshat anova. That's super anova. That's the Reish Bayis. That's the Tzaddik Emes. Okay, we're going to have number one, how many people do we have?
Nine.
Shaykh La'el. This goes back on what we said before, Le'inyan Shiflus, regarding the topic of Shiflus. shehu bechinas shivu ish tachtov, a person dainu shemachzik atzmoi shuffle lemato tachas mekoyimu madregosoi. Shiflus doesn't mean where you realize how low you are. Shiflus means where you realize how low you are, and then you feel yourself lower than that. That's shiflus. Shuv shomati mishmoy zal beinin ze. Rav Nosson Zal writes that I also heard a different item in Rabbeinu Zal's name regarding this topic. Shal yidei ze zeichen lirois shiflusei beemes, that through this a person is zeichen to get to see his true shiflus. Yidei ze ein shum adam yochay lo hitziyoy v'leitchayseim imikaymoy, and through that no person can push you out of your level, out of your place. That when a person is zeicher to real anivus, each person has a place in life, a place in the financial ladder in the world, let's say. And people always worry that somebody else is going to come and push you out of your place. When a person is zeicher to real shiflus, where he's zeicher to realize his place, how low he is, Rav Nosson Zal was told by Rabbeinu Zal that that's a tremendous segula, like, to see to it that nobody should be able to push you out of your place and to steal your parnosu, steal your shirich, that kind of thing. Kimeachar shehu ono v'shofol be'emes, because once a person is zeichet to be a true ono and shofol, he bebechinas ayin. Who bebechinas ayin? That person achieves the madrig of ayin, nothingness. Ve'enoi tachas hamokoim klal. And this person is not under the boundary of space whatsoever. He's above mokoim. He's not tachas hamokoim, he's above mokoim. Certainly a person like this, you can't push him out of his place. Why? Because he has no place. Vizehu shivu ish tachtov al yetze ish mim kaimoi. Shivu ish tachtov, meaning, hainu, al yedei shezeichen l'shiflus. The person being zeichet to shiflus. Shezehu b'chinas shivu ish tachtov, which is symbolized by the pasuk shivu ish tachtov, meaning, shemachzik atzmoi tomid b'shiflus, Tachas mekoymoy madregosei kanal. He considers himself lower than whatever level he really is on. Al yidei ze al yetzei ish min koymoy. That's what will help the person be zeche. Ki shum adam lo yuchal lo hitziyoy mimekoymoy. Dehainu ledchaysi miparnasosei chas v'shalom kanal. No person will be able to push him out of his parnoso or to take anything away from him. Whether it be any hiskavos to the tzadik emes or anything like that. If a person is zeche to real anivus, don't think you'll lose out because of that. You'll see that once you're zeche to this kind of anivus, nobody will be able to take from you anything that's yours to push you out of your place because you're not guided by the concept of place. V'zeh shom razal, this is pshat from what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, kol hayeireid lomnis chaveroi, that any person who goes into the business of his friend, who tries to steal his friend's business, parnosalike, ke'ilu bo aleishes ish. The Gemara says it's as though that person took his wife, chas v'shom, it's as though he married, had relations with a married woman. Because when a person goes to steal the parnos of his friend, like he opens a store right next to him to compete with him, that kind of thing, and he's trying to push his friend out of his parnos, that kind of thing, nimtzo, what does that show? That the person is trying to be paygame in his friend's shiflus. He's trying to push him out of his mokoim, that kind of thing. Each person has a mokoim that he's supposed to be on. This guy moves right next door to you and he tries to push you out of your place. Bechinas shivu ish tachtov. He's trying to push you out of your shivu ish tachtov, which is your proper mokoim. Valkein hu ki'ilu bo al eishes ish. That's why the Gemara says it's as though he had relations with a married woman. Ki eishes roshei tevois shivu ish tachtov. The word eishes is the first letters of the words shivu ish tachtov, meaning Hainu, shepoigein bebechinas anova v'shiflus. This guy who tries to hurt his friend's parnosa is trying to hurt his friend's anova and shiflus, because it means, like, let's say I set up a store over here. It means I set this as my place. Number one. Number two, we just said before that each person is supposed to set up a place for himself, right? An inyan of shivu ish tachtov, where should your place be? Below whatever level you're really on. That's also an inyan of place. That's over here. If a guy attacks this, he attacks my place of parnosa, tries to mess that up, it means he's playgame in my place that I set up in the concept of anova. I set up a place for myself below whatever my real level is. Rabbeinu Zal said that through this, through a person keeping his anova properly in check, he'll be zeicha that no person will be able to throw him out of his makayim, no person will be able to tamper with his parnos at all, to push him out of what belongs to him, what his place is. Now, why all the confusion?
It's talking about the number of who does mean that the person Reuven, who's pushing is
pretty
hard.
No, not at all. Reuven is supposed to have a certain degree of anova. If Reuven perfects himself in anova, what is the perfection of anova? Dinyan of shivu ish tachtov, right? Where he's zeicha to be lamala min amokim, sort of, where he considers himself nothing, he has no place, he's not bound by space at all, right? That's what he's supposed to be. Rabbi Nathan said, if you'll do that properly, then no person will be able to tamper with your parnasa. Like, why? Because what's parnasa? I set up a store over here, some guy comes to tamper with it, he sets up a store next near door, and he tries to push me out. To push me out of my place. Meaning, he's trying to mess up my mokoyim. If my anova is proper, there won't be any way for him to do it because I have no mokoyim. There's nothing for him to be playing in. Whereas if my anova is not proper, that's when there is this concept. And this is why the Gemara says that one who tries to do this, kilu bo aleishes ish, it says that one who tries to mess up somebody else's parnosis, it's kilu bo aleishes ish, means he's kilu bo, it's as though he's coming to attack eishes, the shivu ish tachtov of his friend. He's coming to attack the shivu ish tachtov, which if his friend has the proper anova, there's no way in the world he'll be able to be attacked. If not, chas v'shalom, he will be able to be attacked.
I think the Torah spoke about a person's desire, somebody else says, like, if you have anova, it's a protection against all that.
Exactly. Now note the coincidence in the story that we're going to have tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is when we're going to take up in detail the fifth betler, the one who was lamala min hamakom, the tree which is above space. We're going to get to that soon. You're going to see how that's going to be tied in. We're going to tie that story into this Teranakotimran very, very clearly. Fair problem.
But really, this guy shouldn't have been able to do any harm to the. If one person had the real anivas, then all of this shouldn't apply.
That's exactly what he's saying. No, look at the fourth line, Shaykh Leil, count four lines down. Meaning,
so if a guy would do this and set up next to him,
yes,
and the first guy was in real life,
the second guy would lose. No, it wouldn't be possible for him to affect this guy's promise whatsoever, because he's trying to push him out of his mokoyim and he has no mokoyim, so he loses. He gets
still on this category of being like the person with the association.
100%. That's what he's trying to do.
I just what Bobby said before, that the terrible line of person dislikes someone else's money, it's like, you know, he hurt his wife and
right.
His kid. That applies exactly to that.
That's tied in.
Exactly.
100%. That's what this Gemara is. Kol HaYared. Rabbi Nisal Nektar, if you recall, quoted this Gemara. Kol HaYared Lom Neschaver Kilu Baal Eishes Ish. And as though Kilu Gezel Ishto Yubanov. You know, that kind of thing. That's all connected to this.
Exactly.
Because what is the shiftless of a person? What is the shiftless of a person? Which one of the spheres is the sphere of shiftless?
Malchus.
And the malchus of a person is the person's wife. In other words, when we say a person has shiftless, what's supposed to be the person's shiftless? His wife. That's the person's shiftless, his own wife. And that's why chas v'shalom, the worst crime conceivable is hilamala v'hulamata. If she who's the shiftless tries to look for the kavod chas v'shalom, kol kavod bas melech penimo. That's why she has to have tznius. She has to cover her here, extra shiftless, to draw upon herself extra shiftless. Because she is the shiftless. She is the Shabbos. Who's the one who welcomes in the Shabbos? Not the man, the wife. Why? She is this whole concept of shiftless, of anova, malchus. Isha yiras Hashem, sorrow, we said. It's a malchus, and yet an onov. It's the melech and onov. That's the b'mokim shatamaitze gedulosai, shamatamaitze anvesanusai. That's the two tied together. So if a person is proper onov, there won't be any way for you to attack his aishas. And if a person is in chas v'shalom, that's when the aishas is susceptible to getting hurt chas v'shalom.
Is it totally on her anova at all, or it's purely his anova?
Both, obviously. And she is the mirror of his anova. That's besides the point. That's what the wife is the mirror of the husband. The husband.